All right, settle down, folks, and welcome back to the only report brave enough to speak the truth, seasoned with a little bit of glorious freedom.
You said it.
It's your favorite Patriot pal, Caleb, here to kick off Season 3, Episode 6 of the Daily DOGE Report. We've got the inside scoop on what the forces of pure government efficiency have been up to, so buckle up, buttercups.
And hello there, you beautiful liberty-loving listeners. Grace here, ready to add a little sparkle and a whole lot of common sense to today's deep dive.
You got that right.
This isn't your grandma's sleepy news hour. We're digging into the real moves being made to drain the swamp and unleash American ingenuity, thanks to the one and only DOG.
Let's get into it.
Today, we're diving headfirst into the world of the Department of Government Efficiency, better known as DOG.
Aye, DOG.
This temporary organization, born in January 2025 under President Trump, and guided by the visionary Elon Musk, has a clear mission to drag federal tech and software kicking and screaming into the 21st century and slash government waste before its planned sunset on July 4th, 2026.
A patriotic mission, if I've ever heard one.
We'll unpack their strategies, the savings they're claiming, and what the good folks out there are saying about it all.
So where do we even begin with this whirlwind of patriotic productivity?
Well, I think we have to start with the sheer ambition of this whole operation. I mean, President Trump and Elon Musk teaming up to fix the government's tech.
Oh, yeah. Talk about a power duo.
It's like sending in Batman to deal with a leaky faucet.
Maybe a little overkill, but...
Maybe, but you know it's going to get fixed.
You know it.
This DOGE, this Department of Government Efficiency, they weren't just shuffling papers.
No, sir.
They came in January of 2025 with a clear expiration date, July 2026. That's not a leisurely stroll in the park. That's a flat-out sprint to modernize Uncle Sam's digital dinosaur.
A sprint indeed. And they didn't waste any time getting started.
Not a minute. And it wasn't just about slapping a fresh coat of digital paint on things. They had a mandate that cut across all sorts of federal departments.
This was a top-to-bottom overhaul.
Think of it as sending a highly caffeinated SWAT team into every dusty corner of the bureaucracy, tasked with not only finding the outdated tech, but also figuring out how to make it work in the 21st century, all while simultaneously looking for ways to save taxpayer dollars.
Sounds like a tall order.
It's a Herculean task, to say the least.
You got that right. And speaking of dollars, that's where things get really interesting. Our sources indicate that DOGE's own website was proudly boasting about $140 billion in savings as of March 30th, 2025.
$140 billion. Now that's a number.
That's enough money to build a whole bunch of beautiful walls, if you catch my drift. Now that's a number that makes you sit up and take notice.
It certainly does. And within just a few days in early April, from the 7th to the 10th, they announced some very specific actions that supposedly contributed to that grand total.
So they weren't just talking the talk, they were walking the walk.
They were. We're talking about axing 108 contracts that were deemed wasteful, which they claim saved an additional $70 million.
$70 million.
Some of these contracts raise an eyebrow, to say the least.
Oh, lay it on us. What kind of swampy spending did our DOGE daredevils unearth?
Well, there was this $14,000 training contract with the Department of Health and Human Services for something called Executive Transformational Leadership Training. Now I'm picturing bureaucrats doing trust falls and learning to synergize their workflows.
Hello, right.
For $14,000, I'd hope they're at least getting a lifetime supply of inspirational cat posters.
I mean, come on.
Then there was a $5.2 million contract with the Office of Personnel Management for...
Wait for it.
Unspecified services.
Unspecified services. What does that even mean?
Your guess is as good as mine.
It's like leaving a blank check for the chocolate factory.
Exactly.
Unspecified services for $5.2 million. That sounds about as clear as mud. You know, that kind of spending makes you wonder if some folks in Washington think the taxpayers' wallets are bottomless. But here's where it gets really juicy. The public reaction to these claimed savings.
Yes. The court of public opinion.
What's fascinating is the disconnect between the official figures and what folks were saying online.
So a tale of two narratives.
Our sources picked up chatter on platforms like X, you know, the digital town square, where people were claiming DOGE had already saved over $270
billion. $270
billion. That's a whopping $130 billion difference.
It's like someone accidentally added an extra zero.
Or maybe a whole extra budget.
You had people online practically throwing a ticker tape parade for DOGE.
They were loving it.
With one user even suggesting that the attacks on the department were ramping up precisely because they were saving so much money.
Ah, the classic they're just scared of our success argument.
It really shows you how fast information and sometimes misinformation can spread online, fueled by enthusiasm.
Right. It's like the savings grew faster than Biden's approval rating is falling. But it wasn't just about past savings. There were also some seriously ambitious goals being thrown around. Apparently, there was talk of Elon Musk aiming for a $1 trillion deficit reduction by the time he was expected to wrap up his involvement in May 2025.
$1 trillion.
That's the kind of goal that makes you say, hold my beer, and maybe a calculator the size of Texas.
That $1 trillion figure certainly captured the imagination, and it speaks to the high hopes that many had for DOGE's potential impact. However, it's important to remember that wasn't an official claim of achieved savings.
No, it wasn't.
It was more of an aspirational target, a testament to the kind of big thinking that folks like Elon Musk are known for.
Big thinking indeed. But it wasn't all smooth sailing for our efficiency experts, was it?
Unfortunately not. Even the best laid plans.
Our deep dive also unearthed a rather significant hiccup involving the Social Security Administration's website around April 7th, 2025. Spill the beans. What digital disaster unfolded?
Well, this is a prime example of how trying to make rapid changes in complex systems can sometimes lead to unintended consequences.
Uh-oh. Sounds like trouble in paradise.
DOGE implemented software updates to the SSA website with the noble goal of improving fraud detection.
Sounds good on paper, right? Get those freeloaders off the government gravy train. What could go wrong?
Well, it seems these updates weren't exactly ready for prime time. Specifically, they weren't adequately tested to handle a large number of users all at once.
You're kidding.
And guess what happens to a website when millions of retirees and disabled individuals try to access it simultaneously?
Uh-oh. I'm guessing it didn't handle it too well. Did it just get a little slow, like trying to watch a video on dial-up?
Worse, it crashed.
No.
Completely.
Yeah.
Millions of people couldn't access vital services, check their benefits, or do anything on the site. News outlets, even some of the ones that aren't exactly fans of the previous administration, were reporting on the chaos. Some even suggested that IT staff cuts, which were part of DOGE's efficiency drive, might have contributed to the problem. It's a stark reminder that you can't just swing a digital axe without potentially hitting something important.
Ouch. That's like trying to drain the swamp and accidentally flooding your own house.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to be careful with these things. And it wasn't just major system meltdowns, was it? Even something as basic as logging into a government website became a point of contention.
You wouldn't believe it. It's almost comical, but it highlights the level of detail DOGE was getting into. They identified an issue with the placement of a login button on an unspecified government website. Apparently, it wasn't very user-friendly.
So they were really getting down into the weeds.
Down to the pixels. Now, on the one hand, that shows they were thinking about the average citizen trying to navigate these digital bureaucracies.
Makes sense.
But on the other hand, an IRS engineer estimated it would take until July to fix it. July. That's months to move a button.
Months to move a button.
Yeah.
You kidding me? It's like trying to get Congress to agree on anything takes forever for something so simple.
You can say that again.
But hey, at least they identify the problem right.
Yeah.
Baby steps. Now, DOGE's focus wasn't just on the digital world, was it? I recall reading something about them tackling the government's massive real estate holdings.
That's right. A significant part of their strategy involved looking at the vast portfolio of buildings and land owned by the federal government. The General Services Administration reported selling 13 buildings and listing another 68 since January 20th, 2025.
So they were really looking to downsize.
Downsize and optimize. The rationale was sound. These properties often had billions of dollars in deferred maintenance costs. Selling off underutilized or surplus property is a common sense way to save money.
I mean, why keep paying to heat and light empty offices?
Exactly. It's like having a spare room in your house that you never use but still pay property taxes and utilities on. Smart move to get rid of that dead weight. And it sounds like DOGE was also going after more, let's say, creative forms of government waste, particularly in unemployment insurance.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Something about zombie claimants or something.
The data anomalies they uncovered were truly something else. We're talking about thousands of unemployment claims filed under the names of individuals who were over 115 years old.
115 years old? That's older than the dirt.
Or very young children. even people with birth dates in the future.
Future birth dates. So are we paying unemployment to time travelers now?
Who knows? It seems like anything's possible in the wacky world of government bureaucracy.
You can't make this stuff up. It really does make you wonder how these kinds of errors or outright fraud managed to slip through the cracks in the first place.
The mind boggles.
It's like the system was designed by someone who flunked basic arithmetic.
Well, the total value of these questionable claims was in hundreds of millions of dollars.
Hundreds of millions.
You can almost hear the collective groan of taxpayers across the nation when you hear numbers like that.
I can hear it loud and clear.
It really underscores the need for modern, robust systems and processes.
Systems that can tell the difference between a centenarian and a toddler.
Precisely. And that, in essence, was DOGE's core mission. To not just identify these glaring issues, but to implement the technological solutions to prevent them from happening again. The sources mention a partnership with the Department of Homeland Security, although the specifics are a bit vague, which likely played a role in this broader effort to streamline operations and enhance security across government agencies.
So a true multi-pronged approach.
Hitting the problem from all angles.
So when you put it all together, you see this temporary organization, DOGE, swooping in with big ambitions, trying to overhaul everything from ancient computer systems to empty buildings, and even those hilariously suspicious benefit claims.
A whirlwind of activity.
They claimed significant savings, even if the public's enthusiastic perception of those savings might have been a tad optimistic.
A little exuberance never hurt anyone.
But they also ran into some real-world roadblocks, like that website meltdown, proving that rapid change in complex bureaucracies isn't always a walk in the park.
It's more like navigating a minefield blindfolded.
Ah, precisely. And with that sunset clause hanging over their heads, that July 4th, 2026 deadline, the pressure to deliver tangible results quickly was immense.
You were working against the clock.
It's a fascinating snapshot of the ambition and the very real challenges of trying to inject some Silicon Valley speed and efficiency into the often slower pace of government.
A clash of cultures, to say the least.
So what does all this mean for you, the freedom-loving listener? Well, it gives you a peek behind the curtain of a pretty unique experiment in trying to make government work better and cost less. It highlights the constant tug of war between the desire for streamlined services and lower taxes and the sometimes messy reality of actually achieving those goals in a massive and intricate system. And it definitely leaves you thinking about the gap between what the government says it's doing and what folks are hearing and believing out there in the real world.
It's a story of ambition, innovation, and the inevitable hiccups along the way. It raises a crucial question for you to ponder. In a world where information spreads faster than a wildfire, how do you determine the true impact of government initiatives? Are the official numbers always the full story? And how much should public enthusiasm, even if based on incomplete information, play a role in how we judge success or failure?
It's a lot to consider.
It is. And it's a conversation we need to be having.
So there you have it. DOGE is out there, swinging the axe at government bloat, from selling off dusty buildings to cracking down on who knows what kind of zombie and toddler unemployment claims.
They're leaving no stone unturned.
The official numbers are impressive, but the whispers on the digital streets suggest even bigger wins. It makes you wonder what the elites are trying to hide, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And while they're busy finding login buttons that aren't playing hide-and-seek, DOGE is uncovering some truly unbelievable stuff. Hundreds of millions potentially going to folks who are either centuries old or still in diapers. You can't make this stuff up. It really highlights the kind of swamp our patriots are working tirelessly to drain. Keep your eyes peeled, folks, and don't believe everything the fake news tells you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Daily DOGE Report.
Thanks for listening, and God bless the USA.